minutes. That's four for Perea, who now have the lead, 37-36, 17-08 left in the second half. Still pulls up for a long one. Off the back of the rim, Stout gets the rebound. Hands it over to Garcia, who brings it up in transition. Garcia in the left backcourt. He's going to go coast to coast. Garcia can't get it to fall. Off balance shot, misses everything but the side backboard. Curtis gets the rebound. Into Miles. Miles for a long three. Oh, off the rim. Almost went in. Garcia gets the rebound here. 16-43. Into the corner to Perea. Perea for a long three. Yes! Giovanni Perea! Back to his scoring ways. Seven for Perea. 40-36 black shirts. A.J. Curtis now doing point guard duties. Into the wing to Haas. The left wing. Left backcourt, excuse me. Haas looking for a cutter. Has still top of the key. Back to Haas. Left backcourt. Back to Miles, top of the key. Miles takes his time. Now he's dribbling. And timeout by Waukesha North, and the South bench explodes with applause as the Blackshirts get off to a very promising start. So we'll keep it here while these two teams conference. I imagine it's a 30-second timeout. But what it all started with Stout missing a three. Carter with a rebound. A brilliant pass to Perea underneath, who drains an easy banker layup. And then Perea in transition two series later, drains a three from the north corner right in front of the broadcast table here, mind you. So it was a great vantage point for myself and my friend here from the Waukesha Freeman. So we have a couple photographers here in attendance for this big matchup here. And I don't see very many empty seats here. Student sections for both schools well represented. A lot of parents here. Some of these parents, especially the Blackshirt parents, are louder than the student section. So now, got to shout out Melissa Brown, the president of the Waukesha South Booster Club, is here. Inbound to Curtis, guarded by Stout. Kicks it over to Piazek. Now Miles has it, top of the key. Miles to Still into the corner to Piazek. Piazek back to Miles. Miles trying to drive in. Miles layup. Oh, can't fall. Another good move by Miles, but a tougher shot to make. There was good defense there by Perea. Garcia from Carter. Stout from the corner. Stout. Yes! Evan Stout! That's five for Stout. His first three after three attempts. It's now 43-36. A seven-point Blackshirt lead with 15:42 remaining. Curtis to Miles on the left backcourt. Miles all the way to Still, right backcourt. Still back to Piazek. Piazek back to Haas. Top of the key over to Mills. Miles all the way over to Curtis here, guarded by Stout. Curtis is going to drive. Good little spin move. Curtis. Oh, can't get that to fall. And it'll go back to the Blackshirts. You know, these are great moves the North Stars are making to the basket. They just can't convert. That was a beautiful spin move by Curtis. Those normally go in, but I think just maybe a little too much English on the shot. Garcia taking his time, bringing it up. 15-14 left in the game. Into Stout in the corner. Stout fakes a three. Now he's driving in on Faber-Martinez. Pump fakes. Yes, Stout with a banker, and Stout is en fuego. 7 points for the Banting Park senior. Eau Claire bound. Piazek now into Still for a three from the wing. Yes! You knew the North Stars weren't going to be denied for long. That's the third tray for Still. 11 points for him. Two for two free throw shooting. All threes besides. Carter has it now. Carter driving on Haas. Nice little spin move. Oh, off the front of the rim. Haas gets the rebound. Haas gets it over to Curtis. On the left side, Curtis makes a beautiful move on Staub. And Curtis gets that one to finally fall. That banked twice. Dribble around. Make that 20 for A.J. Curtis. It's a four-point Blackshirt lead, 45-41. Garcia under heavy pressure. Piazek dribbles in, kicks it back to Carter. Goes around. Garcia pick, loses the ball, but a foul will be called. And that'll go against Piazek, which I believe will be his second. No, I guess only his first. Let's see. That is his first. Jackson Piazek, the 5'11 senior, son of school board member. Oh, Aaron pass picked up by Cooper Haas. Fakes. Oh, he gets fouled, and he makes it. A great move. No, wait, they're saying there's no shot. Let's see. No, they're counting the basket and the foul on Carter. So great little pump fake by Cooper Haas. Montez arguing that the shot did not get off. But that's Haas' second bucket. And a chance to make it a one-point game here. It's off. Rebounded by Garcia. Garcia under heavy pressure by Haas. Dribbles out of it beautifully. Kicks it out to Pere. All alone. Top of the key for three. Oh, in and out. And a great battle. It's going to go to North Stars. Great hustle there by Staub trying to keep it in. I think Patrick Still was following him. Still inbound in front of the black shirt bench. 45-43 black shirts, but here comes A.J. Curtis on the North Stars threatening. Curtis dribbling, top of the key. Isolation makes a great move on Stout. And a beautiful little move there. Stout was all over that, but Curtis kind of backed up and snuck it in. We are tied. That was almost like a hockey goal. 22 points for A.J. Curtis. Stout for three. Off the rim. There's Perea with the rebound. Perea gets fouled, but there's no call. Wow, he got hacked there. Ref was standing right there. The South bench is incredulous. Here comes Curtis pulling up for an easy jumper. And that one will not fall. Perea gets the rebound. We are tied at 45. 13-12. And counting. Perea puts a beautiful move on. Kicks it out to Garcia for three. That one's off. Rebounded by Still. Outlet to Curtis. Here come the North Stars in transition. Kicks it out to Still for three. Yes! Patrick Still with a tray. 14 for him. 48-45 North Stars. Garcia driving. And they're going to call a charge on him against Piazic. Garcia, that's his second, I believe. Yep, that's his first foul. So talk about a turn of events. Stout's going to come out. And Max Hennis will come in for the Blackshirts. 12:41 remaining. North Stars up 48-45. Haas over to the left side. Piazek's going to drive. Kicks it back out to Still. Still driving in. Misses that. Great defense. Gets his own rebound, though. Tries going up. Kicks it back out to the big man, Faber-Hernandez. And a beautiful reverse shot there by the big man, Faber-Hernandez. That's five for him at least. 50-45 North Stars. A real reversal of fortune. Blackshirts are up by 7 at one point. Into the corner, stop. Stop takes the three, dishes it to Hennis. Hennis gets away with the travel. Nope, they do get it. He traveled twice there, so. Boy, is wide open too. 50-45, Blackshirts putting on some more pressure here with the long full zone press. Haas looking for somebody, bounces it to Mine Cooper in the game now. Piazic has it, back out to Cooper, Coop Miner, I think it is, back to Piazic. Piazic to Haas, into the corner to Faber-Hernandez. He's going to drive in now. And there's a definite charge there. Great job by Max Hennis. He's taking a beating, but he's drawn the fouls. That's the third one on Faber-Hernandez. 50-45. North Stars coming out with a trap, and they force. Nope, ball's going to go to the Blackshirts. Great pressure there by the North Stars. They do this trap near the sideline. That's brilliant. And Blackshirts have really struggled with that. It looks like Hennis will inbound. And he kicks it out to Carter. Carter now puts a little move on, drives in. Carter can't get it to fall. Tried sneaking that through three defenders and went off the back of the rim. Piazic has it now. Gives it over to Haas, left backcourt. 11:18 remaining, a 50-45 North lead here on WAUK, 540 AM, 101 FM. Haas has it again. Heavy pressure from Garcia. Oh, he loses the ball and his shoe. Garcia gets the ball and the easy layup, and it's a three-point game. So, couple unforced errors. He lost the ball and his shoe. So that's 6 points for Garcia. 50-47 North. Blackshirts again putting on the full court zone press here. Still will inbound. He has his choice of Piazic or A.J. Curtis. We've not seen Connor Curtis tonight. I wonder if he's injured. Inbound to Piazek. Piazek taking his time. Kicks it back over to Curtis. The quarterback bounce passes it to Piazek. Oh, ball's knocked away. Garcia with the steal. Garcia will take it himself. He gets fouled by Curtis. What a play by Garcia. Big steal, and then he draws the foul. That's only the second foul on Curtis. It is the and the third team foul. But it is a shooting foul for Garcia, who can make this a one-point game if he makes both free throws. The diaper dandy also excels at quarterback in football. First free throw, and that's good.
Nice little swisher from Garcia, making that 7 points for him.
Garcia got the start today, 50-48. 10:54 remaining here as Joseph Kost checks into the game. Second one is good. It's a one-point game. 8 points for Garcia, 2-for-2 free throw shooting, and the zone press seemed to be effective. North, they got it to Still into the corner to Piazek for three. Off the front of the rim. Rebounded. Tipped into the hands of Jordan Garcia. Garcia's going to drive. He's going the distance here on Cooper Haas. That won't fall. Ball gets knocked away. And Haas will get it. Haas into the corner to Curtis. Curtis fakes the three. He's driving in. That will not fall. Rebound goes. It'll be awarded. It's going to stay here to the North Stars. A real physical battle involving Faber-Hernandez and Garcia. A.J. Curtis will inbound on the right side underneath the basket. Inbounds it to Miles back in the game now. Jaden Miles kicks it to Mine Cooper, or Coop Miner. Patrick Still has it, guarded by Hennis. A long three from Still. That's way off, but nobody's boxing out. And this time, got Miles an open shot, but Garcia got in there, and between the two of them, I guess it went off Miles last. 10:09 remaining in the game, 50-49 in favor of the North Stars, but here come the black shirts, led by the diaper dandy, Jordan Garcia. Garcia driving, kicks it out to Hennis. Hennis pulls up from the free throw line, misses. Ball gets knocked out of bounds, and it'll stay here to the black shirts. Coop Miners went over, should have been a foul. Coop Miners went over Joseph Kost back to get to try to get that. Hennis looking to inbound. Gets it out to Perea, guarded by Still. Perea in traffic. Gets the ball, gets knocked away by Cooper Haas. Good play by the junior. And the lefty makes the layup. So great job by Cooper Haas. His 6 points, third basket of the game. 3-point lead for North. Perea with the ball. Guarded by Still. Perea driving in, spins. Pulls up, no one there to rebound, but he falls in. So that's 9 for Perea, getting hot. A 1-point game, 52-51. 9:22 and counting. Haas has the ball, left backcourt. Dishes in. Oh, there should be a offensive foul there. No call. And who's got the ball? Haas has it. He dishes out to Curtis for a three. That misses everything. And that's going to go out of bounds to the black shirts. Coop Miner like threw an elbow at the black shirt defender. I don't know how the ref missed that. Staub into the corner to Kost for three. Oh, off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Haas. 8:53 and counting. A 1-point North Star lead still. Jaden Miles has it left backcourt. Soft coverage in this man defense by the black shirts. Miles tempting Prey to come out and guard him. Oh, loses control of the ball. Over and back. That should be an over in the back. And it is. Miles got really cocky and cute there and just lost control of the ball. Perea put the pressure on. And Miles self-destructed there. And a whistle's now being blown here. I think it's where the ball should be inbounds. Zayas DeWalt, the general in the game for Jordan Garcia. 8:36 remaining. Hennis will inbound for the black shirts. And the ball's now stolen by Haas on the inbound. Gives it to Coop Miner. Back to Haas. 8:28 and counting. Haas still has it. Dribbles now to the middle. Back over to Miles on the left backcourt. Miles. Beautiful pass to Haas. Oh, and Haas gets swiped. Class act there by Hennis, making sure he's okay. Hennis got all ball, but a little too much body. So the lefty, Haas, will go back to the line. Haas has 6 points tonight. First one by Haas, and that's off the back of the rim. So it remains a one-point game with 8:15 left. Second free throw, and that one misses. And Staub is there for the rebound. Outlets it to the general. Here comes A.S. DeWalt, right backcourt. Gets it over to Hennis in the right wing. Hennis back to DeWalt. Back to Kost, right wing. Kost is now going to drive. Kicks it over to Staub for three from the top of the key. That misses everything. Still gets the rebound for North. Outlet to Curtis. Curtis all the way down to Koopmeiner. Loses control but recovers in the corner. Koopmeiner, cross-court pass, but a timeout has been called by North. And we will take one here, too, on WAUK, 540 AM, 101 FM, the Waukesha High School Sports Radio Network. Anya, take it away, please, for a 30-second break.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude. Did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back to Kurt Larson Fieldhouse at Waukesha North High School, where the North Stars lead the visiting Blackshirts 52-51. Curtis kicks it out to Haas for three, and Haas makes it. That's 9 points for him, his first three of the game. It's now a 55-51 North Star lead. Zayas DeWalt. And he gets called for a carry. Great defensive pressure by North Stars. Forces the turnover. Jaden Miles will inbound, so not a good play by Miles, DeWalt, who's done a great job off the bench in the point guard duties. Full court zone press here by the Blackshirts. Curtis Haas, that gets knocked away, but back Curtis's hands. Gets it into Miles. Miles kicks it out into the corner for Koopmeiner. Yes! And Koopmeiner drains a three. It's now 58-51 in favor of the Blackshirts. DeGeorge has the ball. Over to, now Perea has the top of the key. Perea driving, pulls up, long jumper. That misses. And Koopmeiner gets the rebound. Haas has it, 6:50 and counting. And North Stars starting looking to try to open it up here, leading by seven. Koopmeiner has the top of the key. Back to Curtis. Curtis is driving, and he gets fouled. Let's see who's it on here. Looks like a reach call or a push. No, it's against Koopmeiner on a moving pick. So Blatt's his first. Blackshirts catch a break there. 58-51, 6:35 and counting. DeWalt dribbling it in. DeWalt kicks it back out. Hennis pulls up. Hennis pulls up for the jumper. Won't fall. But DeGeorge is there for the rebound. DeGeorge the shot. That won't fall. Little scrum for the ball, and they're going to call foul here. I think it's going to go against Hennis. Let's see. Nope. Yep. Max Hennis, that's three for him. 14 fouls. Miles inbounds to Curtis, over to Haas. The zone press is still on, full court press, 58-51 North Stars. Long pass to Miles, he gets it, going for the bucket. Behind the back pass to Koopmeiners. That one, almost knocked away. Curtis has it into the corner to Koopmeiners for another three, and that one's way off, but Miles is there for the rebound. Miles, gets blocked beautifully by Perea. Second attempt by Miles. That one misses, and Kost has a rebound for the Black Shirts. Here comes the General, DeWalt, trying to go all the way here. He does. He makes the shot, and he's fouled by Cooper Haas. What a move by the General, Zayas DeWalt. It's now 58-53. That's DeWalt's second bucket. That's the third foul on Cooper Haas. The fifth team foul. Haas will go out, and Piazik will come in. 58-53, North over South in this classic crosstown rivalry, a classic eight crosstown rivalry as well here in WAUK, 540 AM, 101.1 FM. First free throw from DeWalt. And it's good. So a three-point play for DeWalt, giving him 5 points, and it's now 58-54. North Stars, 540 and counting. A.J. Curtis has, he's driving the bucket, kicks it out still in the corner. Still to Cooper, back in the game. Cooper Haas. Haas has it, right wing, guarded by Hennis. Into the corner to Koopmeiner. Koopmeiner's going to go in for this. Whoa, what a shot by Koopmeiner. That was a double pump. Wow. That's 5 points for him. 60-54, North Stars, 5:14 remaining. Zayas DeWalt has it. Into the right wing to Kost. Kost fakes the three. He's driving in. Pulls up. Nowhere to go. Beautiful pass to Hennis, but he can't hang on to the ball. It gets knocked away, and it'll stay with South. I didn't think anyone got a hand on that, but the ref had a better view than I did. 60-54, North Stars. And before they inbound it, Waukesha South will take a timeout. And we'll take a quick 30-second break here on WAUK, 540 AM, 101 FM. The Shaw. Anya, take it away, please.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
This is WAUK 101.1 FM, 540 AM, The Shaw. And welcome back to Kurt Larson Fieldhouse at Waukesha North High School. In this classic North-South crosstown rivalry, the host nation North Stars leading the Blackshirts of South 60-54, 5:06 remaining. It'll be Blackshirts ball underneath the basket when both teams come out from their conferences. Visiting Blackshirts in all red, white and black block stripes like the old DePaul uniforms from the Mark McGuire era. White numbers, black font. North in all white with purple fonts. Little dish to Prey, loses control. Piazik has it, gives it to Still. Long pass into Curtis in the corner. Curtis will kick it out to Still. Back right court over to Piazik, left back court. Piazik moving, has Curtis all alone for three in the corner. Curtis, yes! It's a 9-point North Star lead. That's the fourth three-pointer from A.J. Curtis. 4:37 remaining. Perea driving. Perea can't get it to fall. Hook shot. Slides off the front of the rim, off to the side. Koopmeiner with the rebound, gives it to Cooper Haas. Blackshirts need a big stand here. Javon Carter is going to go back into the game for the Blackshirts. A.J. Curtis driving. Kicks it all the way back out to Koopmeiner to Patrick Still now. Top of the key. Over to the right wing to Cooper Haas. Over to A.J. Curtis, top of the key. And Garcia's, oh! Pereo, the big strip on Curtis. Here comes Pereo with the dunk. And he gets it. It's now 63-56, 3:49 remaining. Blackshirts fade back into a man defense here. Or more of a kind of a matchup zone. Curtis has the ball, left backcourt. North in no hurry to try to score here. Haas has it, back to Koopmeiner, top of the key, who slides in. Koopmeiner driving the basket, has an open lane, and he makes it. It's back to a 9-point game, 65-56, 3:27. A great play by Koopmeiner. And a long three from Kost. That one, oh, does not fall. Haas gets the rebound. Haas all the way to Curtis going down. Curtis gets a layup. And South should get a timeout in soon. 3:11 remaining. It's 11-point North Star lead. The wheels have really come off for South. DeWalt dribbling in the crowd, gets it out to Koss. Koss fakes, pulls up for three. Now off the front of the rim. And Piazzik has it. He settles down. 2:55 remaining. And if you're a North fan and you're a Packer fan, you got to think of Wayne Larrabee. There is your dagger. Perea with a backcourt foul there. That looks like his third, I believe. Yep. Garcia is going to come in. Perea is going to come out. Surprising substitution there. And also surprised that the senior Stout hasn't come back in. Especially knowing that North has controlled the paint game underneath the basket in the trenches. So South's going to call a 30-second timeout here with 2:48 remaining. Surprised it didn't come sooner. So it's really these last few minutes, it's been all Waukesha North. And the guy who deserves a lot of this credit from the scoring end is A.J. Curtis, the quarterback. 9, 12, 14, 15, 18. I'm counting 25 points for the senior, the 6-foot senior. And Henry Koopmeiner's off the bench with a quick five. Still has 14 points, four of them threes, and then two for two from the line. And Cooper Haas has become hot in this half. He's got 9 points total, including a deuce and a three-pointer. So Koopmeiner looking inbound under heavy pressure, gives it to Curtis in the backcourt, guarded heavily by Koss. Curtis driving. He's going to go all the way in the layup. Oh, and he makes it look easy. So it's now a 13-point North lead. Garcia to Hennis. Hennis to Perea. Perea. Oh, ball gets knocked away. Cooper Haas has it. Here comes Haas. Easy layup. And it's good. It's now 71-56. 2:20 remaining. Montez very upset with the officials. Thought there should have been one call there. Garcia driving in. Nowhere to go. Gives it out to Montez. Hennis for three, off the back of the rim, rebounded by Haas, and he'll get fouled by Garcia. Haas very pumped up. He's had a lot of rebounds today. It's only the sixth team foul on South, so it'll be inbound. Gets inbound to Still, guarded by Trevon Carter. Still almost loses the ball, yep. And they're going to call a kick on Still, so it'll be Blackshirt ball. Big break for the Blackshirts. They got a lot on the ground to make up in a very short period of time, trailing 71-56. 2:03 is your time remaining. Here in WAUK, 101.1, 540 AM, the Shaw. Friday night game of the week. Garcia mounds a Perea. Perea fakes the three, dribbles in on Still. Perea pulls up, fallaway jumper. It's good, and the foul on Still. A great shot there by Perea. Perea finally enters double digits. That's 11 points for him. That's only the second foul on Patrick Still. And it's in and out. Still gets a rebound. It's 71-58 North Stars. 1:56 remaining. Again, North Stars in no hurry to score. Long pass knocked away by Hennis, but caught by Curtis. Curtis driving again, and there's an offensive on Curtis. Easy call to make. He stuck that right elbow out and knocked Hennis flat. And a good quarterback can do that on the grass, but not on the hardwood. That's three on Curtis. Garcia dribbling up in a hurry. Kicks out to Perea for a long three. In and out, rebounded. Oh, Curtis can't handle it. Cost with the rebound. He gets it. Joe Cost. His first basket of the game. Heavy pressure now, but Haas dribbles out of it. Going coast to coast. Into the corner for Piazzik, but he'll dribble it out. Into the corner to Haas. Haas to a wide open Koopmeiner, and he makes the easy layup. Wow, he was wide open. I don't know what Javon Carter was doing. One 11 remaining. Perea can't get the easy layup to fall after a great move. Oh, yep. Heavy pressure here. It finally ends up in Still's hand to a wide open Cooper, who hands it to a wide open Curtis for the easy layup.
That's 27 for Curtis that I can count.
So 46 seconds left, 75-60. North Stars, long shot, rebounded by Koopmeiner, and it's all but the crying for the Blackshirts. A great second half effort by the North Stars as Cooper Haas gets fouled by Javon Carter, a frustration foul, nothing else. As Wayne Larrabee would say, there is your dagger, but I suppose I could have said that 2 minutes ago as North started to pull away. Blackshirts for sure really miss senior Charlie Moroz out of town on a soccer tournament. And again, boy, they played a great first half and they came out flying in the second half, leading by seven with like 15 minutes left, somewhere in there. And North fought its way back and then never really looked back. 75-60, 33.2 seconds. So don't forget, on this week in Waukesha, tomorrow morning at 7, my guess is Gina Nordrum and three members of her, or at least two members of her student athlete leadership team. One of them is senior Meredith Marks, very talented member of the band and used to be part of Waukesha dance team and an honor student, I'm certain, who has some great college choices to make from some great schools here in Wisconsin. As they wait for the Blackshirts to come out of the huddle, Cooper Haas will be shooting 1-1. They finally get into the bonus with 33 seconds left, both teams here. So, but yeah, so tomorrow morning, Gina Nordrum, head of the SALT program and a member of the Waukesha Education Foundation, and she'll be talking about both of those fine groups, as well as we're going to talk about some Waukesha Christmas shopping and some other happenings going on here in the Shaw. And then don't forget on the 16th, the Schwartz brothers, Billy and Julian. Three generations of Schwartz families have come through Waukesha South. Rebound on the missed shot. Cost gives it to Max Hennis. Hennis into the corner to Carter. Carter driving in. Carter pulls up. And Carter can't get it to fall. Hennis tries driving in, but he's fouled by Haas from behind. Looks like a shooting foul. That's the fourth foul on Cooper Haas. But to no avail, with 23.3 seconds, North finally breaks what I believe is at least a four-game losing streak to the Blackshirts, maybe more. And the first one a miss by Hennis. 6 points for Hennis. He was 2 for 2 on from the line until that, missing that one. Let's see if he can get another point in here. And that one is good. So 7 points for Hennis. Still looking for someone to inbound, and a foul is called. Looks like it'll go against Jordan Garcia. Yep. Holding Cooper Haas. That is the third on Garcia, the diaper dandy, who has 8 points tonight, 2 for 2 from the line. Cooper Haas, the lefty, also pitches and plays on the diamond for Coach Radomski. First free throw from Haas. Off the back of the rim and then falls into the net. So now Haas in double digits there with 10 points, looking to make it 11 here. 23.3 seconds left, a commanding 77-61 North lead. Misses the second one. Prey with the rebound, gives it to Garcia. Now under 20 seconds, Garcia gives it to Carter. Carter driving, Carter off the glass and good. So Javon Carter, 8 points for him tonight, including 2 for 2. 8 seconds left. Curtis, long pass to Haas, knocked away. Perea has it for the Blackshirts. This will be the last shot of the game. Nope. And that'll do it. The North Stars erased a long-standing South winning streak with a commanding 77-63 triumph over the Blackshirts of South. Congratulations to Coach Brandon Redman on a big victory. We had a 36-35 halftime North lead. And then when South came out of the gates flying in the second half, leading by 7 at one point, before the North Stars came back strong and shut down the Blackshirts in the second half, winning 77-63. So we'll give you some final stats here. And an early finish here, too, I must say, being at 8:34. So Black Shirts will fall to 2-3. The North Stars will even things up at 2-2 as we get a good look at both teams walking out here. So, final stats here. Get a good look at Coach Redmond walking out. So, let's show you some stats here. For the victorious North Stars, Jada Miles finishes with 2 points. Cooper Haas with 10. A.J. Curtis, I'm going to recount this now. He might have had 27 points. Henry Koopmeiners with 7. All second half points, including a 3. Aiden Faber-Hernandez, 5 points. 1 for 2 from the line. Jackson Piazzik with 2. I think he might have a 3 as well. He might have 5. But Patrick Still, for sure. 3, 6, 8, 11, 14. 14 points for Patrick Still, including 4 threes. So, again, congrats to the North Stars for a big win. And they lost a heartbreaker at Maguanago. I think it was like a 2-point loss, 2 or 4-point loss. Blackshirts conference opener is a home opener. Last Friday we covered that game against Kettle Moraine, and Kettle Moraine won big. So Coach Montez in his first year has his work cutting out for him to try to reverse the fortunes of the Blackshirts here. Now at 2-3, 0-2 in the conference. So and we'll be back again next Friday, game of the week. That game has not been determined yet, so pay attention. We will be making an announcement early next week, quite possibly on This Week in Waukesha tomorrow morning. And if you have if there's a Waukesha team or a Waukesha matchup you want us to air, call us in tomorrow morning, 799-844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. We'll also be broadcasting tomorrow the Carroll University women's basketball game at 2 o'clock. But real quick, stats for the Blackshirts. Zayas DeWalt had 5 points. Joe Cost had 2. Javon Carter had 8. Maxwell Hennis had 7. Brighton Staub had 3. Evan Stout had 7. Jordan Garcia had 8. Giovanni Perea had 4. Had 11. Keegan DeGeorge had 10 for the Blackshirts. So, you know, good point distribution for the Blackshirts. Again, they miss senior guard Charlie Morose, as well as junior Morgan Schwartz, who was out with an ankle injury of the Schwartz family. So, but really, hat goes off to North. Tenacious defense, great ball distribution, and explosive scoring from a three-point line. Let's just recap here how many threes that I have in my count here from the whole team. 1, 2, 3, 4. 10 threes for the North Stars, and really just as much success in the paint. Again, was a great matchup, a great game. At one point, South had the biggest lead of the game with 7 in the second half, and then North crawled back, and then really the last 5 minutes belonged to Waukesha North. So, again, congrats to Brandon Redmond on his first Classic 8 win of the season. As the North Stars even things up overall at 2-2. Blackshirts fall 2-3. Again, final score tonight, 77-63. Be sure to tune in for This Week in Waukesha tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. here on WAUK Radio, 101 FM, 540 a.m., The Shaw. We are pleased to bring you another great edition of Friday Night High School Basketball. I'm looking forward to seeing you again next week, and for sure seeing you tomorrow morning. So have a great night. Remember, safety is everyone's responsibility, and see ya! Thanks, Anya. Take it away.
He's a college student.
An expensive, that's an expensive mistake.
But, you know, St. Norbert was where I went. I brought all my instruments down. I did a snare drum solo. I played a tuba solo. I sang. And I got in I got a nice scholarship at St. Norbert, and it turned out to be that a lot of important people like Dudley Birder, you know, was there and kind of guiding me. And I played drums in one group, the Swinging Knights, and then what I'd do is come out and sing one song, and that was Misty, one ballad, and it always brought the house down. So I said, maybe I should go into this. Then I did a Met audition, Metropolitan Opera audition in Milwaukee.
Too, yeah.
And I went down there, and I didn't win. They were kind of wondering, what are you doing? And my teacher I went to Michigan after that, and got a full ride there.
Wow.
Based on being kind of needy, I needed real training.
Yeah.
It wasn't like I didn't get it at St. Norbert because I was good enough to get into Michigan. But that's when I cut my hair, and that's when I, you know, wore suit coats and tried desperately to not let anyone know that I didn't know grab. So I was pretending for like 5 years. I got a master's there and a doctorate, and my career, I got an agent, and my career took off while I was at Michigan. I would sing, you know, with different groups around Ann Arbor. And so that was where it started. But it really started in my hometown when the AM stations would go off the air at night, and we'd be driving in the car, and my parents just insisted on singing all the time.
Oh,
and so they'd, you know, we wanted to sing along. And my dad, who would always just say, "You're not singing the melody. I'm singing the melody. You got to make up a harmony." So it was like forced harmonization, and I was pretty good at it, actually, and got a thrill out of singing. So my first solo was on my dad's shoulders, and they were singing, "If You Were the Only Girl in the World." Uh-huh. And then at the end, it's called a tag. A barbershop quartet will tag, where one guy holds one note, and it was, "And I were the only boy," and I sang it way up there and held it, and they tagged underneath. And I was still going before they ran out of tag. And it was an outdoor concert over at the waterfront down, you know, where the band shell is. It's almost like I remember it because I remember people clapping. And they were clapping because I was having fun. And I just didn't get that, because then I realized as a kid, I can make people happy. I didn't think change their lives. But they sure seemed
for a little while.
For a little while, they connected with you. I guess that's true. It's for even if it's for a little while, it was really profound, and it ended up that, you know, when I was playing football, I loved playing football. I wasn't very good at it. I mean, but I put my heart into it, and then I would get out of football practice, and I would go to Windsor Players, and we did Godspell that year.
I remember that. But I saw that
before that. You know, I was singing in the shower, the Star Spangled Banner, in an operatic style. And it was one of those that the shower had no, you know, it was just wide open. It was just, you know, things have changed. And it was somewhere in there. And I'm enjoying the sound, and they're all laughing. And all of a sudden, we hear this female voice.
You're just horsing around.
Just doing that kind of thing. And we're all laughing. And she came in, and she said, closed her eyes, you know. She's like, "Who is that?" And she said it in a way that was like, "Oh no, I'm in big trouble." So I kind of pouted and went in there, and she goes, "Oh my God, your voice. You need to be in choir." And I just needed to be asked.
And that's how it started.
That's
how your career path in music started. Singing in the showers at Catholic Central High School.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a good story.
So I'm talking with Bob Rowe. He is an opera singer and teaches opera at the University of Utah. He is in the studio here with us. He's going to perform in just a few minutes. He is from my hometown, Marinette. He's back in town to sing at a funeral, and I'm thrilled to have him in the studio here. So you said you cut your hair before. I love this because I remember you. I would go to, you know, basketball games or whatever. You kind of had the tinted glasses.
Yeah, those are cool.
You kind of had like the Fonz thing going or something. You kind of did your own thing. And I was like, and you were kind of a wisecracker. And I want people listening to know, if you have an interest in music or anything in the arts, do it now. Like Bob said, he got his start in high school. I encourage kids all the time to do this. And maybe you can relate to this, Bob. Follow your passion. You can always develop a backup plan later, but so many parents are going to say, well, if you want to go into acting or music, whatever, you have to have a backup plan.
Right.
Put your passion into your passion. You can always go back to school. You're going to have to work to sustain yourself. But I mean, can you speak to that a little bit? Like,
absolutely. I mean, the first opera that I ever saw, I saw from the stage. So I played the page in the moment. Oh my gosh. I had visitors. And it was kind of forced upon me. But I realized, oh, there's a whole genre of music out there called opera that I was learning in real time, which is why I cut my hair and got really serious at Michigan. We didn't have to do too much opera at St. Norbert. But it makes me think back to the day my dad drove me down to, was driving me to an audition in Chicago. And right outside of Pest, he goes, so you want to be an opera singer for a living, do a living, you know? I'm like, yeah, Dad. And he goes, how are you going to do that? I said, I have no idea how. But I just put my heart and soul into it, just like you said.
Yeah.
And we'll see how it works out.
Just do it and see what happens.
That's right.
That's the same thing when I told my dad I was about 22. I had won a comedy contest. And I told him, I said, I want to do stand-up comedy. He said, he was supportive, just like your dad was. But he said, okay, is there a school you can go to for that? And I said, you know, not really. I mean,
I've been living in it, Dad.
Yeah, right. Yeah, thanks to my dad's wisecracks, that made me think I was funny. Do you have a warm-up? It must be different to warm up for opera than it is, you know, singing rock and roll or something like that.
Yeah, you basically are using, I'll put it this way. When I'm singing, I'm going to sing Danny Boy, and I'll use a very different voice than what I use for the opera world. So when I'm on an opera stage, I'm singing for 4,000, 3,000 people. And so you have to really put a different kind of tone quality into it. You open your throat very wide and you know, it's that kind of thing. So it's a completely different sound than when I'm singing, you know, Beatles songs or something like that. I think we played around with a couple of those when we were.
You taught me how to play Take It on the Run from REO Speedwagon. Because they had like four chords, like most songs have four chords.
Yeah, yeah.
I still play that occasionally.
Heard it from a friend. here's the thing. If you have a passion for music, and I know this firsthand experience with some of my students from Utah, or, you know, the university, they are always, some of them don't have the opportunity to put all their passion because they decide to have families, for instance.
Sure.
Well, you can't be a good mother and be an opera singer in New York. It'd be impossible to get to the point. Now, I have had students that do sing at that level, but they wait to have kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I also had a lot that come back in their 40s saying, I need now to go back to what made me passionate. So follow on it. Put your all into it. And don't judge yourself. Let others, that's the thing. When I was learning to be an opera singer, I wasn't judging myself as much as letting others lead me. And that's a different take on things.
That's really interesting. And I remember when you did your audition for the Met, I remember reading about it in the local paper when I was home visiting, and they said, come back in a few years or 5 or 7 years or something. I'm like, oh, poor Bob. And I realized that's a good thing. They want to see you more. You're on the right path. Yeah. So I was like, oh, that's incredible. Like, so I thought, this guy sticking with this and throwing yourself into this. I was inspired myself. I'm talking to Bob Rowe. When we come back, he is going to sing one of my all-time favorite songs. It's already made me cry at one funeral. He's going to do it here again, right in the studio here on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Bob Rowe is my guest. He's a world-renowned opera singer, and he is going to sing live. Don't go away. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and even diamonds. That's right. Robert Hack Diamonds wants to make you an offer on your gold, silver, and diamonds. The process is very simple. No appointment needed. Just come on in, sit down in a nice, relaxed atmosphere, and the staff of Robert Hack Diamonds will evaluate your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds and make you an offer on the spot. Then you can decide if you want a deal or no deal. Robert Hack Diamonds can also convert your old jewelry into something new or trade in your outdated pieces for something new and exciting. Many people inherit jewelry that might not be your taste, but you are sentimental. Why not have Robert Hack Diamonds take the golden gems and create something for you? So many options at Robert Hack Diamonds. Again, Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds. See them in Brookfield just east of Moreland on Greenland Avenue or 76 in Layton, right on the corner in Greenfield. RobertHackDiamonds.com.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Coming up a little later, I'm going to interview Terry Barr on the last Kiss concert, supposedly. She'll join me later in the 9 o'clock hour. That'll be fun. Right now, I am having a blast here with Robert Breaux. He is a world-renowned opera singer from Marinette, Wisconsin, Northeast Wisconsin kid done good, my former guitar teacher. So it's great to have him here in the studio. Robert, you are here, as we mentioned, to sing at a friend of ours, a mutual friend, Chuck Boyle's funeral tomorrow.
Right.
And I snagged you. I sort of did a sidecar thing and pulled you into the studio. You're going to sing one of my favorite songs ever. And I'm going to give a little background. Bob sang this about 5 years ago at another friend of ours funeral, John Plouffe. And I just started bawling. I couldn't help it. The song, always, even a bad singer singing Danny Boy makes me cry. But when you do it, it's like you feel it in your bones. And my son was looking at me out of the side of his eye at the church. When I had the tears, the rain was coming. And we got out of the church and he goes, "Come on, Dad." He goes, "You knew John Plouffe probably less than anybody in that church." And I go, "It's not that. It's just the whole circumstance of a beautiful funeral, your voice, and a guitar." So I'm thrilled that you're going to sing Danny Boy here for us today in studio. Is there anything you want to say before you go?
Well, you know, I'm an opera singer, and yet at different times you have to use a different style.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I've put the guitar away for a long time as I've done the opera stuff. But I'm going to be using a different kind of hybrid voice, you know, that'll be okay for these microphones. Because
sure.
Normally it's going to be like seven times louder. But it wouldn't be appropriate for Danny Boy. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I always want to try and, you know, be style appropriate.
Right.
Because you're not going to want to cry if I'm singing loud operatically.
Yeah.
Because you're just going to be like, "Why is he doing that?" You'd be crying for a different reason.
So, I don't think so. Well, whenever you're ready, Bob.
Okay.
This is great. Danny Boy, Robert Breaux.
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses dying. It's you must go and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow. It's I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny Boy, oh, Danny Boy, I love you so. But come ye back if all the flowers are dying, and I am dead, as dead I well may be. You'll come and find the place where I am lying, and kneel and say an Ave there for me. And I shall hear soft you tread above me, and o'er my grave will warmer, sweeter be. For you will bend and tell me that you love me, and I shall sleep in peace until you come to me.
Wow. That's Robert Breaux singing Danny Boy. That was incredible, Bob.
You're crying again.
Oh my gosh. I mean, yeah, it is. It's, I mean, if you've ever, if you're, like, I'm half or more than half Irish, grew up in a big Irish Catholic family for the most part. I've heard cousins, my dad singing Danny Boy at family parties, and it's just been in my life so long. I read the book Trinity, which introduced kind of how the song came to be.
Yeah, yeah.
About leaving Ireland, and it's just, it's...
Well, you didn't mention your dad's a pretty darn good singer.
He is. Tom Schwab is a great singer. Thank you. Yeah. And but that was
mine,
just...
too. He happens to be here.
Yeah, you've got the whole family. Your sister Mary is a singer, and right? Your mom and dad. It's just... Mm-hmm. Wow,
and my
blessed.
Brother even sings, but you know, he's probably give him 2 or 3 beers before he does it.
yeah, musical family. So that's just incredible. So, okay, so where can people see you perform?
So, I've sung here in Wisconsin. I've sung with Milwaukee Symphony. I've sung with Madison Symphony, Madison Opera. I got my start with a company called Pamiro Opera right here in Green Bay.
Oh, wow, nice.
So... Now I didn't tell you this. I'm just coming off a surgery where I had a capillary blow because I'm diabetic, and it made a little cyst. So they had to take that off. They did that in June, and so this is my first time back.
Oh wow!
Doing my big gun singing, so to say, when I'm going to do an Ave Maria and Panis Angelicus at the Mass. So it was kind of like, well, here we go.
Back into the fire.
But, you know, you can see me, you'll see me perhaps back here in Wisconsin at those places. But I'm also directing more. And as I get up there in age, you know, you don't go out and sing Romeo and the Prince and those kinds of things anymore. So I have to kind of change my repertoire. So I'll be doing like a Verdi Requiem in Salt Lake City and other places.
That's so cool that like you're as nuanced as you've become, or just as advanced as your voice and your training, you're at a place where that has led you, that you still love that rock and roll stuff that the rest of us schlubs.
Yeah. No, I absolutely. And if I sit down with a guitar in my hand, I'll go through a whole Beatles book and have the time of my life.
Wow, nice.
In fact, when I opened up the guitar, and it's just Jerry Kane let me use it, he's got a Beatles song tablature.
Oh, sweet.
Sitting right there too. So
Jerry's a great guy.
Yeah, the thing that I think that is my biggest passion is I love singing.
Yeah.
And if you love what you do, I've got the best job in the world. I mean, yeah. I really admit that.
You worked hard to get there. I mean, the path you were on, it was just incredible. And it's nice that your dad drove down. He was your driver today, right?
Exactly.
Leon Bro.
Exactly.
Did you guys sing when you drive together?
Not this time. We were talking about paper machines. So.
Oh, okay. That's fun, too. Not as exciting.
You got to have something to sing about, right?
Next time you come back on the show, Bob, well I'm going to pick your brain about paper machines.
All right. Sounds good.
It won't be as good as this, but Robert Bro, Northeast Wisconsin kid, done good. You can social media, you want to make a quick plug?
I'm a robertbro.com, and that's robertbreault.
Go to the Civic Media website. His information will be there. It's such a pleasure having you in the studio, Robert. Continued success, and make me cry tomorrow like I know you will at the funeral.
Will do.
All right. Robert Bro, when we come back, I've got a surprise guest. Thanks for spending Friday night here with me. It's Pete Schwabba with Nightlight here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. You are listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.